From the rooftops I proclaim that I am
Good Shepherd United Methodist Church. Whether you're here in person or worshiping with us online, we are glad that you are here for our Confirmation Sunday. If you are worshiping online, please be sure to comment and let us know how we can pray for you. We have several announcements on the screens, and here are some highlights. Food Pantry will be collecting 16-ounce jars of peanut butter. Wednesday night grill meal is baked potato bar. On May 2nd, the Mary Martha Craft Circle will have a special gathering where Lana Flat will be instructing how to make faux stained glass. All those who want to attend are being asked to bring a small picture frame with glass. Lastly, next Sunday will also be a one service Sunday as we celebrate our graduates. Come and join us at 10:30 for a lunch to follow in the CLC gym. I now invite Kim Grubb for a SPRT announcement.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks, Betty Grace. As Betty Grace told you, my name's Kim Grubb. I'm your staff parish relations committee chair. And so this morning I have actually a couple of announcements to share with you. First, Dan Formidoni has been serving as associate minister of music. He has informed the staff parish relations committee that due to an increase in his primary job duties, he will need to resign as associate minister of music. His last day with us will be Sunday, May 26th. We are certainly very thankful and been very blessed for God placing Dan and his family among us during his time. We are planning a celebration for them, for the congregation to say our thanks and Godspeed to them on Sunday, May 26th, following our one service at 10:30. More details will follow. Second, for those of you who may not be familiar with the time of year that it is in the United Methodist Church, and for the clergy, it is appointment announcement time. I received the following correspondence from our Bishop, Bill McAlary. Bishop Bill McAlary and the cabinet of the Tennessee Western Kentucky Conference worked prayerfully together to make missional appointments to every church in our annual conference. As chairperson of the Staff Parish Relations Committee, I give thanks for the ministry of our pastor, Reverend Regina Hall, who continues to be a servant leader among us, and am happy to share that she will be returning as our pastor for the 2024-25 conference year. I was happy to give good news. If you would, please bow your heads as I read this prayer that will be offered across our annual conference. Lord Jesus Christ, our living Savior, we give you thanks for our church. It is a gift of grace to us. We are deeply grateful for the leadership of Reverend Regina Hall, who will continue to serve as pastor, teacher, leader, and friend in Christ. May your grace be upon her and her family, giving peace and joy and confidence as we begin the new conference year together. Open our hearts and our minds to receive the gifts that you have for us in these days as we give thanks for what has been and anticipate what will be. Our life is in you, O God, and through the Holy Spirit we pray this day. Amen.
Well, let's stand, church family, as we call ourselves into worship, and let's sing together. We are the church. If you'd like to read from your hymnal, it's number 558.
I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is a people. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here today to praise you and to celebrate your people. Thank you for the teachers you have given us to help us grow our faith in you. Thank you for our friends, family, and church family that are here with us today that have been with us nonstop throughout our whole confirmation journey. Please help us to take our lives and rededicate them to you and how you want us to go out and serve the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's remain standing for our worship this morning as we sing together Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
My God, my Savior.
His word my hope secures, and he will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Amen? This is a wonderful comfort to sing this morning and lift our voices in praise. This next one's one of my favorites. I am a child of God. Yes, I am.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me
in a class creed that we have created together. We believe in God the Father, the one true creator of all life, architect of all that is seen and all that is unseen, who sent his only Son to live and die for us, and who is always with us. We believe in God the Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, performed miracles, taught us to follow him, love all people, rose on the third day, and was resurrected, conquered death and sin, who is God from God, light from light, begotten, not made, one with God, and will one day return to earth. We believe in God the Spirit,
our guide, companion, and eternal teacher. We believe the Holy Spirit is here to be our light in the dark and to show us how to live how God wants us to. The Holy Spirit walks us through life, navigates us through its challenges, and leads us back to God when we stray. We believe in the Trinity, the three in one, mystery and paradox of our faith, who is perfect in all of its ways, filling our lives with the love of God. The Trinity coexists together, and is co-eternal and co-equal in glory. In all things, the Almighty changes our lives. We believe we are called to be the church, united and universal, where we worship God, pray, learn, feed the hungry, help the poor, give water to the thirsty, visit the sick and needy, and love our neighbor. We show our belief in God by doing these things. We have a duty to go out and help others. As the church, we are called to spread the word of God and embody the church. We believe in the truth of the Bible, that it will guide us through life. It is God's written word, inspired by God, yet written by humanity. It is the blueprint for our lives. We believe in eternal hope, experienced through prayer and a lifelong relationship with God. We believe this hope provides long-lasting love and care from God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. This relationship is made of love, is forgiving, and will give us eternal life in heaven, where we are all made right with God. Amen.
We will move into a time of our joys and concerns and celebrations, and what a wonderful day today to have all the friends and family to come and support those who are stepping forth and making their commitment to their next step in their faith journey. We do have some birthdays this week, which is our birthdays are Virginia Yancey and B. Burkpile. And we have one anniversary, which is John and Judy Wineberry. We certainly want to keep those in our congregation who are still facing treatments and illnesses and recovering from accidents, and we ask that God's blessings be on those individuals. Are there other prayer requests or joys that we would like to lift before God's throne this morning? Let's pray together. Holy and awesome God, we give you thanks today. We give you thanks that on this day we come together to worship you, to feel your presence, to know your peace, and to celebrate the lives of those who are taking their next step in faith. And Lord, we just thank you for calling us to be a part of this celebration this morning and this worship of you. Lord, may all we do and all we say give you glory. And Lord, for those instances that we have lifted up either in our hearts or by word and voice, we ask you to be in the presence of those situations that need healing, that need comfort, that need to know your peace. And Lord, for those things which we cannot put into words, that only you know that lay close to our heart, we ask you to hear those cries as we pause a moment this morning. Lord, for all that you say, for all that you are, for all that you do, we give you praise and glory as we pray together the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We have a time here in our service to go ahead and give back to God the gifts that God has given to us. We have many ways to give here at Good Shepherd. We have, they're listed for you online. We also pass the plate so that as we dedicate the blessings that God has given to us, in our service back to God. Gracious God, we return to you the gifts that you have given to us so that you may receive these gifts, use these gifts, bless this gift, and let your name be known in this community and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. You were dead through the trespasses and sins.
The children can join Miss Stephanie and or Miss Tabitha in the back today.
In which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, one of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through the trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raises us up with him and seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing; it is the gift of God, not the results of the works. So that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. This is the word of God to the people of God.
Good morning, Good Shepherd United Methodist Church. Welcome again to Good Shepherd on this wonderful Confirmation Sunday. We're glad you've chosen to worship with us this morning. Everyone worshiping with us, whether here in the house or online, is part of the Good Shepherd United Methodist Church family. So, welcome to the family. If it's your first time with us, you're now a part of us. A shout out to all those folks who worship with us online faithfully each week. And for us to be able to give that community feel, let's take a minute to wave to each other, wave to those online, so that we can be one in spirit. If you see a face that you don't recognize or haven't seen in a while, please be sure to offer them a warm Good Shepherd welcome. If you're online, don't forget to comment so that we know that you're here. And please, if you're in the house, it is okay to shout it out. You don't have to sit there like stones. If you feel the Spirit move, let it move. I'm Pastor Regina, and I'm glad to spend these next few minutes with you. Today is a special day in the life of Good Shepherd United Methodist Church. We're celebrating the confirmation of 5 young people who have focused on their individual and corporate faith journeys as United Methodists since last August. It is appropriate that we have a joint service today, since these young people are taking a giant step in their faith journey. All of the congregation should consider it a privilege to witness this significant act of faith in the lives of these persons, as many of you have nurtured these folks from a young age. Their families, their church family, and those who gathered here today in person or online, each play a role in their faith journey. Now, today is not the end of their journey, but another step that begins a new phase of their faith. A phase where they began to question, shape, and build a faith of their own and not that of their parents or grandparents or faith family. They have a great time. They've had a great time together with their leaders and teachers as they've answered questions and explored those questions. They've learned more about being United Methodist, but most of all, about being a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Over the last several months, their time together has focused on the standards of our faith. Those familiar verses, practices, faith rituals, liturgies, and prayers. that we often take for granted, but that are time-honored and bring comfort and normalcy to our lives. These standards form foundations of our faith and act as supporting structures when life takes those crazy twists and unexpected turns. Our confirmands have created their own creeds and designed statements of faith so that they have foundations on which to build. So today, in the midst of our celebration of new members embarking on a new faith journey, let us remember the beginnings of our own faith journey as we explore the amazing grace of God. Grace is an undeserved gift given to us by God and accepted by faith. God's amazing grace is a treasure without which our faith would be devoid of the wonderful mystery that calls us into relationship with God. The time-honored hymn, Amazing Grace, is a favorite of most. We sang a version of that this morning that has brought it into the contemporary world of the next generation. But it's the most recognized hymn even in the secular world as a traditional hymn of the Christian faith. We hear it played or sung at many funerals, in movies, and on television shows. This hymn is probably recognized and connected to Christianity in more places than we can count. Amazing Grace was written by John Newton, who was sickly as a child, and he was nurtured in the faith by his mother as she sang hymns, read scripture, and offered prayers on his behalf. His mother died when he was 7, and his life took many directions at that point. He faced many perils and fell deeper into sin. On March 9th in 1748, during a brutal storm at sea, Newton is quoted as saying, "The Lord came from on high and delivered me out of deep waters." Newton's spiritual journey was slow and hesitant from that point, but eventually he became one of the most powerful British evangelists of all time. Amazing Grace is a result of Newton's life experiences and his salvation by the grace of God. As an author of many hymns and a prominent opponent to slavery, Newton's faith began at the knee of his mother, but flourished as he discovered God's grace available to all, no matter how far we wander from our Creator. No matter how or when we come to accept our need for God's grace and begin to walk by faith, we know that we never walk alone on this journey. In our Wesleyan tradition, we understand God's grace in 3 stages. It's one gift. It's one grace, but it manifests itself in different ways. Ways that are woven throughout our lives. Grace begins as prevenient grace, a grace that goes before us before we even know we need God. A grace that is ever present from the beginning of our lives. It is God's prevenient grace that woos us into that relationship with God. Our confirmands have experienced God's prevenient grace as they have lived their lives up until this point. They've experienced God's prevenient grace as their faith family has nurtured their faith from the time of their baptism. They've experienced God's prevenient grace as their families have lived an example of faith-filled life before them. They've experienced God's prevenient grace as they began to desire to make their faith their own and take this step of confirmation. God's prevenient grace goes before all of us until we recognize our need for God. Justifying grace takes place at the point we decide to follow Christ. It's our recognition that God is present in our lives. We experience justifying grace when we make a choice to be a disciple of Christ. We experience it at the moment of our salvation. Justifying grace is the moment of our turning from sin and seeking to live a Christ-centered life. I've heard it said, justifying grace is just as if I had never sinned. Our confirmands have experienced God's justifying grace as they've made a decision to profess Christ as their Savior, seek forgiveness, and let Jesus be the Lord of their life. John Wesley experienced this assurance by justification of his grace when he felt his heart strangely warmed after attending a Moravian service and recognized that his salvation was real. We each have those moments in our life when we can point to an experience or at least a period of time when we knew Christ was real and that we wanted to live our life for Christ. Our moment of justification may not have been a lightning bolt moment as it was for Paul on the Damascus Road or even for John Wesley at Aldersgate and many others who can point to a very moment that they accepted Christ. But that's okay. For many of us who grew up in the church, we know what we know. We know that God is real and we know that our faith is secure. And we have a general period of time in life when our faith was made real to us. For me, it was during my early teens as I began to see the faith of others lived out in simple ways that was more than just on Sunday morning. I wanted to be a part of that faith-filled life. Justifying grace is the moment where life begins anew with a fresh perspective of accepting Christ and knowing we are different than before we accepted Christ. Disciples of Christ live in the rest of their life seeking sanctification. We live into that sanctifying grace of God as we seek to live a Christ-centered life. Now, some will say that we never experience full sanctification on this side of eternity, but that we will catch glimpses of our sanctification and the sanctification of others as we travel a faith-filled life. Our confirmands, they embark on a journey today. I encourage each of you to stay the course. There will be times when following Christ that will not be easy. You will have to make decisions along the way that set you apart from the correct decision. And that's okay. You will not always make that correct decision. And that's okay too. God understands our human frailties and welcomes us back from the fold when we stray. There are times when you will feel far away from God that you have chosen to follow. But God is never far away from you. It is in these times of failure and moments of stumbling when God is closest to you, though you don't even recognize it at that moment. There will be times of sorrow and doubt, but they will be overshadowed by times of joy and celebration. As you travel your faith journey and question your steps, cling to the Scriptures, spend time in prayer, surround yourself with other faithful members of a faith-filled community, and know that God is big enough for your questions and stands ready to support you through life's trials and temptations. A Christ-centered life is full of blessings. Some blessings are readily evident to us, and some are momentarily in disguise. Even in the most seasoned disciples among us have experienced ups and downs in our faith journey. But they will tell you that right always wins in the end, and that God is ever present. Enjoy today, but know that this step is not the end of the journey. It's the beginning of a wonderful life with the body of Christ that we call the church. May God bless your journey, and may you remember that as you grow in the faith, God walks with you, and that may grace be evident in your lives now and forevermore. At this time, let us as a congregation listen to our confirmands as they share a portion of their own faith statements that they have created.
So at this point, the confirmands will share a statement of faith. As Regina has said and pointed out, these individuals have embarked on a year-long journey of studying the Bible, of learning about the history of our church, of sometimes wrestling with hard and difficult questions. One of them frequently tells me that their brain hurts when they are done. They have taken on an enormous step, and I could not be more proud of them. And so you can find their full creeds as an insert in your bulletin if you have not. But here they will share just a little bit about their own personal statement of faith.
So the portion of my creed that I want to talk about is I believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of God. God being my Lord and Savior means that I believe in Him as the ultimate authority and source of salvation. He guides and supports me through life's challenges, offering forgiveness, love, and eternal grace. Through His teachings and my faith in Him, I find strength, purpose, and hope.
Part of my creed that is important to me is it is important to have actions in your faith. I think this is important because when you do acts of love outside of church, you are letting the other people know about God and spreading around His love. You are showing how God loves us and the world. And doing acts of love show how it is important to love God and people just like He loves us. The part of my creed that is important to me is we believe in God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who has fed the hungry, the one who has healed the broken. Our God represents a better life up above in heaven for all our children. This is important to me because it makes me feel comforted in times of hurt, but it also lets me know that there is a God who will take care of me no matter what. God also shows us that He is the true being, genuine and almighty, who effortlessly takes care of us through actions and prayer. Another part of my creed is we, as followers of Christ, shall do anything and everything to put our faith into action by being there in the church and outside of it to help strengthen its ministries. This is also meaningful to me because it helps to reassure myself, know that I will always have a church to come to help serve the hungry or the broken. Jesus was a leader, and He helped lead people into action for helping the lost and the weary. Jesus led by example, showing us the way to help His people. To me, being a Christian is all about having a God who comforts me and a church I can always go to and to helping others to serve.
The part of my creed I wanted to share was I believe that by following God, sharing His word, and by being part of the church, I will be able to find God in any situation. God is everywhere, and the choice to actively follow Him, despite the pressures from the world, is so important, and sometimes it's hard. Knowing that God is there and that He loves us through the ups and downs is such a comfort in the world, and I am so thankful for the opportunity to know and learn God.
The section of my creed that I wanted to talk about was my part about the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Spirit who is with me always, who is my companion and guide forever. I love this section because I think that the Holy Spirit is truly just like a friend, someone who is here with us to give us advice and to walk us through hard decisions that we have to make, a friend that helps us to guide our lives and make decisions that lead us toward opportunities to show the love of God to others.
Through confirmation and through the affirmation of our faith, we acknowledge the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I'm going to ask our confirmands some questions here, and then they will each individually come up. And at some point, and I will tell you when, the families can come and stand behind them so that they can come up and lay hands on them as well as they're confirmed. But I wanted everybody to be able to see and participate as they answer these questions. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? Now, to all of you in the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they will be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Now, at this point, your families may come and join you and stand behind you. We'll give a minute for you all to get where you need to be. That can be parents, grandparents, godparents, whoever you choose to come up with you. Now, all of these individuals have previously been baptized, either as infants or as younger children, and that's okay in the United Methodist Church. It is this moment where they confirm those promises that were taken on their behalf. Now, all of us need to confirm our commitment to our faith and reaffirm our commitment to Christ that was made at our baptisms and our confirmation. So please join with me in the steps that they have just taken, and you reaffirm your commitment as well. So, on behalf of the whole church, do you renounce spiritual forces of wickedness and reject evil powers of this world in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you accept the freedom God and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water and the flood. You set in the cloud a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's glory today. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit, called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and made the disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit on this gift of water. Call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in the final victory. All praise to you, Eternal Father, Son Jesus Christ. Now, as each candidate comes up, your families may come with you as I lay hands on them for their confirmation. I always forget who's first. We're starting with men, that's right. Benjamin David Morsey, May the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Abigail, Jean, Paige, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Elizabeth, Grace, Holcomb, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mallory, May, Baker, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sullivan, Elizabeth, Jet, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, families, you may go back and sit down so that everyone can see these who are being confirmed. As members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all within your power to strengthen its ministries? As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? As members of the household of God, I commend to you these persons into your love and care. Do all within your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Let us pray. We give thanks for all that God has already given you and welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all may turn around. Just turn around. Turn around and face the congregation. Let us welcome our newest members to the family. I didn't tell them that part because I knew they wouldn't do that part. Y'all may be seated. Y'all may be seated.
Let us sing together, "I have decided to follow Jesus." We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, let's stand up again. Sure.
Hear the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Go with peace.